buys it off the husband. So Chozav Lokach Manisha, and then this man even goes to the wife and like checks with the wife, makes sure she also wants to sell it. And she says, yes, still the law for is Nekhai Botol, that the Mechir is not Chal, and the question is why? And the Pshat is Almo, Omro Nachas Ruach Asita Labayli. That even though the Isha also saw and was masking for the sale, we say she did not really mean it. She only meant to give Nachas Ruach Labayli. It's even though a wife signs on a Mechira, it means nothing. More answers, I'll tell you. This is the part of the Kash Alma. What do we see? Is that Nachas Ruach Asita Labayli? More answers, Hachi Nami, here also. Tema, why don't we say Nachas Ruach Asita Labayli? So my answer is, if my Lord would answer on this, oh my Rabbi Baruch Huno. The chiddush of these cases is only Ela b'oisan gimel sodis. There are three special cases, three special fields. Here we say really the wife does not want to sell it. And if she does sell it, it's only the pshat of nachas ruach asisi. That's all. What are these cases? That achas shekostav lo b'ksubosa. One case is if the husband wrote in the ksuba that you could collect it from this soda, this special field, then let's say later on the wife goes and sells it, or the husband sells it and she's maskim, we say she does not really mean it. Since the special karka that's set aside for the ksuba, there we say nachas ruach, she's only doing what the husband wants, but really she herself does not want the sale. But on other karkas, we would not say the svara. That's one case. V'yachas sheyachid lo b'ksubasa. Another case is not that it was written in the shtar, just about pair, the husband spoke out and said, if there'll ever be a case of a ksuba, this is the field you'll be able to collect it from. So again, since it's set aside for, also we say if she ever is masking to sell it, she really does not mean it. The Yaakov, what's the third case? Sheikh Nisa lo shum mishalo. Where the husband, where the wife brings in her property, she can make it into nichsei tzorin or barzel. Which means when she first brings it in, they value it to see how much it's worth. It's worth $1,000. She writes up in the shtark subalike that later on, when you want it out, you'll get back your $1,000 worth of property. In other words, she cannot lose out. That's called tzorin or barzel. Whether the price goes up or price goes down, there's a shuman now that it's $1,000. Now, like the husband owes the wife $1,000 for this property. But since we see she took a time out like, to make it into a shuma of a nichta tzorin or barzel, therefore we say, even if she sells it later, she really does not mean it. So only in these special cases do we say this svara of nachas ruach asisi labayli. But in other cases, when she sells the property, no. There we say the sale really takes place. It's always good, that's the Deacon of Mishnah, that a husband does not have a chazoko for nichsa yishtoi. But if he has a proof that she sold it to him in Echonami, and the other karkas, not on these three special karkas, then we would say the mechira taka is chal. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding that nun number out. Again, the new shayla is that the deek of the Mishnah is that a man, an ish, does not have a chazoko b'nichsei ishtoi. So the deek was, he doesn't have a chazoko, he doesn't have a proof of shalashonim. But mashma, if the husband has a shtar, has a raya, that his wife sold him the property, then he can keep the property. That's what it says. So shalom, this is, his halach is, that we say if a wife sells the property, she really doesn't mean it. There's a svara that she has a right to say, Nachas ruach asisi labayli. I only did something to keep my husband happy, but I did not really mean to sell it. So there's a question on the Mishnah. How come it's mashmur from the Mishnah that if he has a shtar raya, we say he really sold it to her, and she can keep it, if she sold it to him, he has the right to keep it, why don't we say Nachas ruach asisi labayli? So Mariam says that that only applies to three special kakois. But the last one, last Gemara was, Hitmalo, it's on Memphisman Bay, the last two lines. Hitmalo, Omar Rabba Barahuna. There are only three special fields do we say that when she sells it, she really does not mean to sell it. One saw the ridge of the husband wrote it into the ksuba that this is the field you receive. So then if she sells it, we say she doesn't really mean it. And the achas sheyachad lo b'ksubosa, one is even though they didn't write it into the ksuba, just the husband was miyachad, set aside this property is the property she received for a ksuba. So again, the svar is if she ever sells it, she always has the right to say she didn't mean to sell it. She's only doing achas ruach labayli. The achas shechenisa lo shum mishalo. Another type of property that she brings into a husband when she gets married, That's called Nichse Tzerno Barzel, that they value how much it's worth right now, and exact value, that's how much the husband owns of. She can never lose out on the deal. So such property, this we say, on the side the husband first tries to sell it, and then she's also asking to sell it, she has the right later to say, I didn't mean it. It's only Nachas Ruach HaTisla Baili. So what do we to say, but Lamute Mai, like what are you answering me now? Not all karkois that she sells do we say this svara. Only on special karka, if she sells, she has a right to say that she didn't really mean it. So what are you telling me? Only these three, Lamute Mai, what does it exclude? Like which type of a karka, if she sells, do we say she really means it, and we do not say Nachas Ruach? Ilem, if you want to tell me Lamute Shana Chosim, but any other property that the husband that she owns, if she goes and sells it, we say she doesn't really mean it. And again, any other property she goes to sell it, then we'll say that she really means it's called a good sale. Any other property, for the Gemara, no. Kol Shechein, the heavenly Eva. For sure there's going to be Eva. The Omar law, the husband says to her, Einecha Nasata V'Gerishin. Like, it's a svar also, any other property that the husband would want to sell, and then they go to the wife, and she also agrees that the svar is also, she's only doing Nachas Ruach. She doesn't really want to sell it. She's only doing it to make her husband feel happy. Because otherwise, if she's not going to sign, if she's not going to agree to have the field sold, you know what the husband's going to do? There's going to be Eva, there's going to be hatred. Because the Omar law, the husband is going to say back to his wife, that Einecha Nasata V'Gerishin. Like the husband is going to say back to the wife, I know why you don't want to sell this property. You know why you don't want to sell it? Because you have in mind to get a get soon. And if you're going to get a get, you're going to want to collect Yitzuba. So you want to make sure I still own some property in order to be able to pay you Yitzuba. Or else Ubermisa. Or else you're worried, maybe I'll die, maybe the husband will die. So that's what the husband will think about his wife. So therefore there's a svar also, any stamp property that the husband sells, there's always a svar that the Isha agrees to have it sold, not that Shati Isha really wants to make a mechira. Later on she'll be able to say, Nachas Ruach HaTisla L'Baili, I did not really mean to sell it. I only did it to make my husband happy. Now what's the svar to say on other property also, she's doing it to make the husband happy? Because if she does not agree to the sale, then there'll be hatred. The husband will say, listen, you know why you don't want me to sell? Because you plan to receive the get soon. Like you wanted to be able to collect the ksuba. You're thinking about the ksuba. Because you're thinking maybe the husband will die. So therefore, it's a kol shekein, as Rashbam says. That revusu di kiyoma. That Rav Barakuna said, these three fields, the child was revusu di kiyoma. Not only by other property. The milsa the pshiti, like for sure it's a bitul nekach. The motzasam and nakazur was islabaili, that she could always say only meant to be nice to my husband, in order that he should not say, I want to get or I want a ksuba. But the chiddush is even on these three fields, that the husband could understand, since the husband himself set them aside for the ksuba. Maybe then if the husband sells it and the isha doesn't agree, there wouldn't be Eva. Kamashmullah, no, even in these three fields also, there's a svar of Nachas Ruach. But we're coming out now to mount any field that the husband wants to sell, even though it belongs to her, or it's Meshubah to her, when she agrees to have it sold, we say she does not really mean it. She really would not want it to be sold. The only reason why she's agreeing that it should be sold is to give Nachas Ruach Labaili, just to make sure the husband does not come to hate her, does not come to think that she's only caring about the ksuba. So we're back to Kasha on the Mishnah. Our Mishnah is Mashma, that if the husband has a proof that his wife sold him a property, that he could keep the property, the question is why? Why don't we say, Nachas Ruach HaTisla L'Baili? So my answer is, Ela Lamute Nichse Melud. I tell you, the one type of property that she could sell, and if she does sell it to the husband, that's what the Mishnah means, the Mechir Eschal, that's Nichse Melud. That's property that she owned before she got married. And now when she gets married, she doesn't make any special conditions like to make a nichse tzorin barzel. She doesn't write up the value of it to say you have to pay back the exact value. Some property that she brings in, so that property, then she has the right to sell. But Rashbam says, Elevada lemute nichse milud. Also Rabba Bar Afuna. Tevahanu Omar, and this property of nichse milud, Omar was said, Elok ach minu ish. If a third person comes and buys it off the husband, and then he came back and the wife also sold it to that person. Here we say the mechir is good. since this property really belonged to her, it was her property that she owned before she even was married. Therefore, Eina Yigurah Mibayla, there won't be any anger between the husband. She has a right to stop the husband from selling her if she really wanted to. And yet, there's no svar of nachas ruach atzita labayli, because the property belongs to her. So therefore, in this type of a case of nichsa milug, her regular property that she brought in when she got married, now she has the right to sell it. So if she goes and sells it to the husband, that's the case of the Mishnah. But if the husband has a proof or raya that his wife sold him the property, then he would be allowed to keep it. Just the chiddush of our Mishnah is, if he doesn't have a shtar, he only wants to have a din chazaka. Just the fact the husband was in the field the last 3 years, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah, ain't a chazaka. That's not called a chazaka because it's normal for the wife to let a husband eat in the field, even shaloi kedin, even in a case where he doesn't deserve the payers. Yes, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Then we'll ask this question. Ayu Omer Ameimer Ameimer said, Ish v'isho, she'mochro v'nichse milug, lo yosav l'klum? Like Noah Meimah says, that this type of property, the nichse milug, if the husband or else the wife sells it to somebody else, lo yosav l'klum, the mechira does not take place, he can't sell it. And why not? Because Isha has the right to say, nachas ruach asisa l'vayli. So here you see, even by nichse milug also, there's this svar that Isha really does not mean to sell it. So Mar says, no. Ki itma di ameimer, when did we learn ameimer's halacha? Heis ki itma di ameimer, heiche di zovan ihu umis. Either where he sold the property and then he died. So halacha is asu ihi umafka, that she has the right to come and get it back. Because nichse milug, the property really belongs to her. The husband only has the right to keep the peiros. So good, the husband can sell his right to keep the peiros. That's only calls the money's alive. But now that the husband dies, so that the property itself goes back to the wife has the right to get it back. In Amiros, the case would be Zavno Ihi. Let's say she sold it. The wife sold the property to somebody else. She owns the goof of the property. She sold the goof. Umeso, and then she died. So look, also is, also Ihi, the husband has the right to come now, Umapik. They could get back that property from the person she sold it to. Why? The Takan to the Rabbanan. That's a new Takan in the Rabbanan. Ukidarab Yoisi Barchanino. The Oma Rebbe Yoisi Barchanino. The Usho his kinu. In Usha they made a special takono. Taro Isho Shemokro. The Nichse Milug. If a wife sold her property that belonged to her, the Nichse Milug, the property she owned from before marriage, now she brings him when they're married. Still she has the right to sell it. The Locher is Umesa. And then she dies. The Locher is Habal Moisim Yad Alakukhois. There's a new tekana of the Rabbanu made it as if to say the husband is the lokeach rishon. So therefore, if she went and sold it to somebody else, when she dies, the husband gets it first. That's the new tekana. So that's the pshat from the neimar. That's the halacha.
But she didn't.
Right. The Gemara says the avala heicha though. There's avinu tavayu liyalma. Let's say in a case that both the wife and the husband together agreed to sell the nichsim lo to somebody else. In Amiros, in the case of our Mishnah, that Zavno Ihi Libidei, that the wife sold her Nichsim Lug to the husband, Zvini, then in such a case, Avada the sale is a good sale. When do we say that the wife or the husband can't sell the property of Nichsim Lug? That's only if the husband sells it by himself. It doesn't belong to him, it's his wife's property. Or else if the wife sells it and then she dies, Allah for his husband gets it back. But in the case where both of them together agree to sell to somebody else, then Avada the Mechira is chal. And who are then, if the wife sells it to her husband, the mechir is also chal. That's Shana Mishnah. In such a case, if the husband has the shtar or raya that his wife sold in the nichsa milug, then he would keep it. The boy said another terrace is like this. I'll tell you, Ameimar, the Yomakareb Lozo, that Ameimar said that the Ish for Isha cannot sell the nichsa milug, I'll tell you, it's true, but it's only according to Rebbe Lezer, it's a Shita Sayochid. Therefore, it's not a kashan. We want to say Pshan al Mishnah. That Rav Huna is only saying it according to Rebbe Lezer. That's not like our Mishnah. The Tanya runs like this. If Reuven that owes a Neved Kenani, now he goes and sells it to another Jew. Reuven, the first owner, made up a condition that the next 30 days the Eved still has to work for me. It's a good mechira. I'm selling it to you right now. Because the goof of the Yeved, Reuven is selling to Shimon. Because Reuven is leaving over for himself the right to be mishamish to use this Sevek for another 30 days. That's like the Kenyan HaFeris. But the machlokes. Rabbi Meir Oimer, Horishon, Yeshne, Vitin Yom Yomayim, Vivnei Shu Tachtov, there's a new halacha of Yom Yomayim. That means if the master hits the Zevet, and if the Yevet dies during the first 24 hours, then the master's Chayiv Misa. But if the Yevet dies later, after 24 hours, then a new special halacha, the master is potter. It's only halacha in the Odin, and not in somebody else. Somebody else is Chayiv. Now, Mal, if he kills somebody, even though it takes him 3 weeks till he dies, you're Chayiv. Here there's a new halacha of Yom Yomayim. So it's only upon the master. Here the shadow is, who is the master? So Rav Meir holds a Rishon Yeshne V'din Yom Yomayim. Mevnei Shu Tachtov. Because the first one, Reuven, still has the right to use the Seved. He left over the right for another 30 days to use him. We'll soon see what the Ezra is. The Hasheni, the second one, the one that bought it and really owns it, Einai V'din Yom Yomayim. Mevnei Sheinai Tachtov. Because the second one has no right to use the Yevid right now. Even though really he's the owner, he really bought the Yevid, but he has no right to use it. So what's the Svar of Rabbi Meir? Kisava Rabbi Meir holds Kinyan Peiris Kinyan Haguf Zami. Rabbi Meir holds, even though somebody owns the real guf of the Yevid, and somebody else has the right to work with him, the one that has the right to work with him, that's called the Kinyan Peiris, the right